This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
News of an emergent six in occupied North America.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's 4-4. Already, the fourth day of April 2017. The plot is thickening, and President Donald John Trump is striking back against the globalist. It is a very, very exciting time to be alive. Isn't it funny how fate works? Mike Cernovich, who is a lawyer and filmmaker and an activist the last few years, really exploding onto the scene with his dogged determination to take on tyranny, was profiled a week and a half ago on 60 Minutes as the ultimate fake news purveyor because he reported Hillary Clinton fell down and was ill. And then they didn't show the full video of her falling down, only showed her wobbling. Wow, very impressive, 60 Minutes. Danger and Play, it's his website. Guess what happens then yesterday? We covered it some, but I didn't realize how big it would be. How the media would panic and go into damage mode, because we've known Susan Rice was involved. That's who's over it. They bragged in the New York Times on March 1st that Obama was saving all the evidence and, you know, ferreting it away illegally. But see, there is no evidence. They just keep saying, we have the evidence. And then Trump says, oh, you have evidence and you've illegally leaked it. Let us see the evidence. The president has access to everything. He knows there is no evidence. So then, folks inside Bloomberg know that this is all being sat on for months. And who exactly leaked it? And then who purveyed it? We have all the names. And then the purveyor of it is so arrogant, she goes on TV last week and admits that they were spying. And it turns out a month before that, she said they were spying on them. It's incredible. Evelyn Farkas, head of the State Department and Pentagon's Russia operations. So they're admitting they're doing it in the newspapers, and then they say they weren't, and then Bloomberg is sitting on top of the story, and Cernovich hasn't told me this, but I know some of the same people. That gets leaked to him. They have the full story waiting, laying there on their desk, and because the information gets leaked, boom, it comes out that, yes, Bloomberg's forced to report. We're talking an hour after Cernovich put it out. They're forced to admit that, indeed, she gave the orders and that they had detailed breakdowns on everything that the entire Trump operation was doing. And you know they were doing it during the campaign, too, ladies and gentlemen. Read all the WikiLeaks. They've got everybody under surveillance. I've come out in federal wiretaps. So has Roger Stone. I've had to get rid of so many phones. They get on my phone, start calling people, start going to websites, start doing things in live time. Sometimes I'll wake up, the phone's turned on, and it will be going places. People say, well, why do you have all these horrible things? I think Matt Drudge is right. I should just get rid of it, just go back to a flip phone. Problem is I can do so much with it. If it wasn't filled with all this crap, all these Trojan horses. But here they are caught red-handed, and then you notice the key words that are used by people like Chris Cuomo. He calls it a fake scandal. Doesn't call it fake news. He calls it a fake scandal. Doesn't call it a hoax. A fake scandal. Oh, so this whole scandal's fake. Can't say the story's fake. Just the whole, it's a scandal. No, it's a scandal that you're a bunch of whores selling this country out. And that you think we're all stupid and that you're better than us, Cuomo, you and your bully brother. Well, feel your hand, you un-American piece of trash.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Is your child's school not lining up with your family values? Consider Freedom Project Academy, a fully accredited Judeo-Christian live online school for kindergarten through high school. Freedom Project Academy provides live online classes, 24/7 access to recordings, assignments, grades, and even tutoring. Take a look at Freedom Project Academy online and request your free information packet today. Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
Almost as if it were a planned implosion. It's just pancakes.
Either you're with us, or you're with the terrorists.
Living and dying for what the central banks do.
1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. Do you understand?
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I don't do like CNN, MSNBC, and other globalist media outlets do. When Trump's in crisis and when Trump's starting to slide backwards, I'll tell you. That's been happening the last few weeks. But I can smell it, and I can see it, and I can taste it, and I can feel it in the wind. I can intellectually analyze it. The whole house of cards is starting to completely tumble on the Democrats and on George Soros, and massive momentum has shifted against them because moles inside the major corporate media that are patriots are beginning to leak everything. They're beginning to record the executives telling them how to lie. They are beginning to find their conscience, and you are now going to see floods of leaks from the corporate media combine, like what you just saw with Rice. And it's better than that. The entire special forces community, basically, I mean, we're talking 90%+, has decided on their own to go operational against the globalist, way bigger than they did during the campaign. I mean, hell, you saw Tonto, one of the most famous veterans alive, say, without me prompting, he's ready to go operational. They try to overthrow Trump. They're going to hit the streets. They're going to engage. There's no way the globalists can win if Trump just stays the course and they don't kill him. That's why they're trying to undermine him and say he's a fraud and saying he hasn't had success when he's had anything but failure. It's been almost total success and ridiculous in the last 74 days what he's gotten done. I don't have to chronicle that again here, do I? But you need to, everybody you know that's still in the dark. It is biblical that Mike Cernovich, investigative journalist, lawyer, filmmaker, would be profiled as the epitome of fake news when he's the epitome of cutting-edge, smart news. The guy's got a great brain. He gets it. He sees it. He's a thin slicer. My dad calls it. And notice, only Zero Hedge and InfoWars, of course, Drudge linked to it, gave the guy any credit on the biggest story so far in this whole Spygate, Russiagate garbage. He got the leak directly from the big outfit. Our intel is it's Bloomberg, but he wants to leave his source alone. Bloomberg, within an hour of him publishing, publishes their own thing confirming everything Cernovich said, and no one on the news will even say his name. One time on CNN, they said, oh, he's fake news. They don't attack the fact that it's a real story. Or CNN calls it a fake scandal. They don't call it a fake story. They say, oh, the scandal's fake. Look at the arrogance of these parasitic sacks of crap that think they're better than everybody else. Just look at Cuomo and his dirtbag bully brother. They're going to get put in their place real soon. Better believe it. Running their mouths, constantly trying to bankrupt this country. Pigs. He comes out and says it's a fake scandal. It's amazing. Ladies and gentlemen, they're on record everywhere. In fact, I've got the stacks of news. I was asking for that New York Times back, guys, from March 1st and all the others. Here it is, right in front of me. Thank you. Obama administration rushed to preserve intelligence of Russian election hacking. That was all the intel grabbed. And Susan Rice is even in these articles. And then we've got all the other stories we can put up behind us from January 20th. Wiretaps of Trump Tower. Here, let's put it on screen whenever we get a chance. Behind me or in front of me, I don't care. But that's how dumb they think you are. And this giant hoax that I was wondering if it would work, they put everything they had into this. More than saying Hillary was invincible and couldn't be beaten and was, you know, 15 points ahead. And then I knew they were desperate when they said she had 68 points against Trump. I mean, internal polls where he was 15 points ahead of her. CNN was saying that she was 30, 40 points ahead. Wiretapping data used in inquiry of Trump aides. Oh, my gosh. Then 2 weeks ago, we get the secret DEA, CIA interface into the NSA of Obama going back 8 years spying on Trump, his family, and everybody. This is just the targeting orders and the grids so they know where to go in and what's been surveilled. Just a listing. Like a card at the library. And, of course, we covered up all the names and the rest of it and then destroyed the information. We were only given a small portion of the file. But it was real. You didn't hear one word out of MSM. They didn't touch it. Oh, and guess who else was in there? Alex Jones being spied on. Michael Savage. And that was just in a little dump that the Sheriff's Department of Maricopa County gave us that the FBI's had for multiple years. Then I had Larry Klayman, you know, the lawyer that's beaten the NSA in court, founder of Judicial Watch. I had him on days later to break down the case. I mean, this is rock solid. 600+ million files. Did you hear anything about that? That's certified citizen Trump being spied on day one, Obama. Why? Because they knew the charisma, number one TV host in the country. They knew he was planning to probably run as a Republican. Of course the Democrats were watching him. If you're not getting watched by these criminals, you're not on the field. Oh, and Comey came out and said there was no surveillance. Well, he can say that because his agency wasn't the ones doing it. And then he can play dumb because Susan Rice didn't come over and say, I'm spying on the president-elect. But sees no evidence of wiretapping. Notice, sees no evidence. What, right in front of his eyeballs? I mean, are you allowed to lie when you're like 7 feet tall? I mean, I'm just wondering, is that what he's got going for him? Did nothing about Loretta Lynch on the airplane with Bill Clinton illegally? All the rest of the crap we've witnessed? And now he's rolling over to the MSM to piss all over our president and our country. Got a bunch of clips I'm going to play. We have incredible list of amazing guests today. This is another broadcast nobody can miss. When we come back, I'm going to get into these Susan Rice clips, but I want to go ahead and just start getting to some of these right now. I want to start with Chris Cuomo calls the Susan Rice report a fake scandal. Again, not fake news, because it's not fake. Bloomberg admits it real. You know, they sat on it. Others sat on it. Ladies and gentlemen, they also hid it in plain view on March 1st, admitting that they were spreading the info. That's what's crazy. I mean, we have the mole that's Susan Rice. Then we have the mouth that is Evelyn Farkas, who goes on TV and pushes it and says, we have the proof. And then goes, ooh. That's how delusional they are. So here's Chris Cuomo, who says, if your 12-year-old daughter doesn't like to see a man's penis in their showers at school, that she's a transphobe and that you're a bad father. He said that 3 weeks ago. I mean, what type of wacko is this guy? His brother says, if you own guns or you're pro-life, get out of New York. You're not welcome here. And people said, oh, you're joking. He said, no, get out of here. How about you get out of here, buddy? How about you quit running your fat mouth, punk? People are sick of people like you. We're done getting pushed around, and you know it, don't you? So let's play this piece of trash. Here he is.
President Trump, right-wing media types peddling a fake scandal. What is it? Well, this suggestion that former Obama National Security Advisor Susan Rice improperly unmasked the identity of Trump associates is part of what our president calls a crooked scheme. An associate of Rice says it's just plain false. Joining us now is Democratic Congressman Jim.
Oh, my gosh. Maybe we can have Congressman Schiff on to tell us that there was no stand-down order in Benghazi and all those heroes are liars. Maybe we can have that guy who's got the biggest lying eyes. I wouldn't believe him if he said the sky was blue. I mean, these are obvious pieces of trash. The worst people in America pulled up out of the sewage by the globalists to be put in to run over the American people, because who would want to do that? Who'd want to kill prosperity? Who would want to do that? These snakes. Look at that guy. That's your enemy on screen. TV viewers, radio listeners, we're talking about Representative Adam Schiff. When we return, I'm going to go into these clips. CNN goes on a rampage against Susan Rice, bombshell, instructs viewers to ignore the story. Talk about mind control. CNN dismisses Rice's masking bombshell as ginned up distraction. They don't call it false, just ginned up distraction. And we've got so much more. Stay with us. We'll be back.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Is your child's school not lining up with your family values? Consider Freedom Project Academy, a fully accredited Judeo-Christian live online school for kindergarten through high school. Freedom Project Academy provides live online classes, 24/7 access to recordings, assignments, grades, and even tutoring. Take a look at Freedom Project Academy online and request your free information packet today. Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This just in at InfoWars.com from the Daily Caller. Former U.S. Attorney Susan Rice ordered spy agencies to produce detailed spreadsheets involving Trump. As we just told you earlier, absolute detailed spying. And that's actually already come out, but now they have even more confirmation of it. Confirmed, Susan Rice unmasked Trump team. Once again, Trump was right. The conspiracy theory that a close Obama associate worked to unmask the Trump team, resulting in the ongoing media spectacle over collusion between Trump and the Kremlin, has been confirmed. first by Mike Cernovich, and now by Bloomberg itself. And it goes through Mike Cernovich having his whistleblower inside one of the news agencies where they sat on this. And then Bloomberg comes out an hour later and publishes the information. Top Obama advisor sought names of Trump associates in intel. That's yesterday. At 10:13 a.m., Cernovich at 9-something a.m. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. And it just goes over the whole thing. More right-wing fake scandals. But I have all the articles here where before they said they were spying on Trump and unmasking. And that's where they lose the war, because they're a bunch of liars. And they built their house on sand. And they thought their hoax of them all lining up saying Trump is completely insane. No one was spying on him. Where does he get it? And the Spicer comes in and shows the New York Times headlines that we showed weeks before. And the media goes, oh, he got the fake news from Alex Jones. Are you missing that? We're holding up not one, not two, not three, but four articles the week of the 20th. Saying he was being wiretapped, saying he was being spied on, saying that they had unmasked the names, so they had proof of all this Russian stuff. And then when Trump goes, oh, that's illegal to leak that. Oh, we never did that. We never did that. You're crazy. You're crazy. You're crazy. See how they work? And that's what's scary, is they didn't even think it out that far to realize what could happen to them. So now they've got a tiger by the tail. The big news here, though, is that it is imploding on them, and this will just be more that they're discredited on. The good news is we have to go back into WikiLeaks and republish all that and bring it all back up and bring up how they lost the election and lied about it and all the fake polls and all the colluding with CNN and MSNBC and the WikiLeaks and fixing the news stories and having fake town halls. This is a discredited mob of lying scum. And I can't even believe they've gotten this far with their BS. Let's go to this piece. CNN dismisses Rice unmasking bombshell, ginned up distraction. Then they blame it on the intel community. They shouldn't have done this for her. Well, she was in an agency over them with access as a department, one of the most powerful. The State Department. We're going to go ahead and go to the clip right now. Here it is.
Why would someone do this? Every day they're getting briefings on intelligence. Their briefer chooses what they're briefed on, including Ambassador Rice. In those briefings, an official such as Rice might say, to further understand it, I'd like to know who those names are.
So stop right there.
And that's why they...
Just back it up again. I'm going to start over. Do you understand? You've got Anderson Cooper of the left-wing Ford Foundation CIA arm, the literal enemy of this country, that subgroup of the CIA, and you've got this other clown next to him whose cult is you know, out to create a centralized system of control so they can be in charge. Priest of power. Priest of control freak. And now they've been telling us for months, we're totally insane, none of this existed. Oh, now it's just a small thing, unmasking in a meeting, no big deal. Yeah, you're going to spy on the president of the United States for your political party and go way beyond anything Nixon ever dreamed of. And you're now just going to act like, okay, you know, this really went on, but it's no big deal. While the rest of CNN saying it's a fake scandal. So get it straight. You got your gangster over there, Cuomo, and you got the CIA thug right here, one of the major blue blood fortune owners, just as bad as the EU head. I mean, it's just unbelievable. I'm sorry. Let's go to the clip.
Why would someone do this? Every day they're getting briefings on intelligence. Their briefer chooses what they're briefed on, including Ambassador Rice. In those briefings, an official such as Rice might say, to further understand it, I'd like to know who those names are. And that's why they would make that request, which then, as I said, has to be approved by the intelligence community. That's what I'm told. And again, to note, by senior intelligence officials who work for both Democrats and Republicans. This appears to be a story largely ginned up, partly as a distraction from this larger investigation. But I will say, Anderson, you're aware of this. The investigations continue, but particularly on the House side, there are now questions coming from both Democrats and Republicans.
Notice he said, partly
we're
ginned
up. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Let me tell you who the guest star today, ladies and gentlemen, now that we're 33 minutes into global transmission. Roger Stone in about 3 minutes is going to be joining us from Florida with big breaking news that I can confirm with my sources as well about the fact there's only a few good people left in the White House. Trump is surrounded by enemies leaking everything, and we now know what happened with the health care bill and so much more. We now know what's going on with Nunes and why they're targeting him. We're going to be talking to Roger Stone, former head of the Trump campaign and Trump confidant, in just a moment. Also, Lord Christopher Monckton, we have Junkers, one of the major heirs to the Nazi fortunes, the first or second most powerful Nazi family under Hitler, who took over Luxembourg in World War II. He rules Luxembourg. He's the head of the unelected EU. He's threatened war with Europe, European countries, war with the United States, economic war, if we don't submit to him. And now we've got a bunch of other members of parliament saying the same thing in Spain. This is crazy. They're threatening to march EU armies into countries that try to pull out who never voted to enter it. Can you say bye-bye? Can you say you really failed now in your arrogance, brother? So, Lord Monckton, top advisor to Margaret Thatcher, and a guy that helped kill so much of the carbon taxes we see, will be joining us. Mike Cernovich, what a hero. Week and a half ago, demonized his fake news for saying Hillary fell down and other stuff on 60 Minutes. Mike Cernovich got the intel from a leaker inside Bloomberg. He didn't tell me that, I know. Bloomberg, an hour later, had to admit, okay, yeah, Susan Rice was ordering the illegal spying on President Trump and everybody else, just like Trump told you. And just like, see, he's the president, but he's not going to leak national security stuff. He's going to let them sit there and lie, knowing everybody in the intelligence community knows, and just let them get more rope, scum, more ropes, more rope. Mike Cernovich and then Millie Weaver and crew are in L.A. investigating the 474 accused pedophiles who were caught with 30-plus women in sex slavery and 28 children, and some of them small children, in cages. So we're reporting on the fact that pedophilia is rampant across this country in Europe and that people are rolling it up all over. And then I'm going to host 30 minutes of the fourth hour, the David Knight takes over the News Blitz. I've got former Major SEAL team leader, Patriot, dev group, whole nine yards. He's got five TV shows, three of them he stars on. So he's got a lot to lose. It's not like he's some guy that's trying to get attention. Running a major operation with a bunch of agencies and folks in their private capacities, because the media won't cover all the child trafficking and the rest of it. They have all the arrests and the intel. He's running an operation to expose that, and he got calls from major agencies that we've got the chatter, and that they're all panicking and figuring out how to try to take him out or legal action even before he moves. So the pedophiles understand, we now, to a great extent, legally and lawfully, because these are targeted groups with known criminal backgrounds, are surveilling them, and with warrants, of course, and I mean, that's why they're panicking. We are so close to bringing it all down. So get ready for Trump to strike back. This is only the beginning. Now, we're going to Roger Stone in a moment. We sell his best-selling book, number one political book at Amazon for months ongoing. I don't know what it is today. The Making of the President, 2016, at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase is vital. I'm giving $100,000. I gave $10,000. They censored his YouCaring account when 50,000 hit it in an hour. So now he's raised about $100,000, you know, to fund this. And I'm talking, of course, about the Sawman, the Navy SEAL, the Patriot. He's also a federal officer, as we speak, and task forces. And so I'm gonna give another $90,000. Even though I don't really have that extra money, we're just gonna do it and trust the listeners to support us. Veterans for Child Rescue is the site. And again, this is just the cost, the money for this large team. You can go to the About page. About Us page. Oh, I was told today, Shane Steiner called me. He tuned into Glenn Beck when he got in his car. It was already on, 590. And Beck was saying his number one thing is going to be child rescue and stopping pedophile rings now. In my view, with Beck's background, he always stands in for everything I say I'm doing to take control of the message and the narrative, and then he self-discredits. That's his job now in the liberal media. So you know we're on target when they bring him out of the bullpen. When that creature rises up out of hell, when Judas Iscariot on PCP, when Benedict Arnold on steroids rises from the pit of hell, you know you're on the right target. We're talking to Roger Stone here in just a moment. It's been 4 years. We've had the Deep Earth Crystal, best iodine out there, the good halogen that has helped cleanse my body. 3,000-plus reviews on Power Reviews. Nobody's got that. 4.8 stars. We're running out of it, and because it's from Deep Earth sources. And the gas companies that drill for it, it's a derivative. They're not drilling for it when they do. They're saying they want a lot more money, or they're running out, all this other stuff. And so we're selling out of our latest shipment today. And then we're going to hopefully have enough for four or five more runs. And then that may be it. I put it back to full retail, something we've never even had at full retail. But for everybody that's on the newsletter, Infowars.com/newsletter. You get exclusive articles, videos, you name it. Because you're there, I'm going to give you 50% off retail, which is $20. Less than it was already discounted yesterday at like $21 or $20.89. And that was 30% off already discounted. So it's $40 right now, $39.95. At Infowarsstore.com. If you want to support the broadcast and help us fund the operation, great. It's like a donation. But if you want to go sign up for the free newsletter, every day there's promo codes. 50% off, mass murderers agree. Gun control works with a picture of Hitler, Stalin, and Mao on it. The first t-shirt I ever designed. Infowars.com on the back. And politicians love disarmed peasants on the back. It's a great classic anti-gun control shirt. It's 50% off. It is that shirt's been out 20 years. That shirt helped fund our original operations along with my film, America Destroyed by Design. Those are the first things I put out to fund this operation. America Destroyed by Design and that shirt. We also have the Bill Clinton rape shirt and others. It's all about the First Amendment. And we have a new shirt we're launching today. I'll tell you about it later. So that's all there. We have the new bubblegum flavor with the tea tree oil, with the iodine, with the colloidal silver. We have it all, but it's in bubblegum flavor, and it doesn't have the peppermint that's so strong in it. The adult has sold out of Super Blue. We are calling it Super Blue. We don't know. Change the name to Super Pink because it's not, the other turns blue because it's got iodine. And I guess this does turn blue, grayish blue. The point is that it's bubblegum flavor, so your kids love it. This is so much better than most children's toothpaste. Get it today, $9.95. It's concentrated. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. Now, I told you about Lord Christopher Monckton, Mike Cernovich, the big rock star right now with that leak. The real rock stars, folks that leaked it to him, joining us. Millie Weaver on the ground in L.A., David Knight, the Sawman, and so much more. We've got World War III nightmare scenario brewing in the East China Sea. Oh, that CNBC finally realizes how much danger we're in. They might get off the president's back. We've got so much to cover today, but joining us from the Stone Cold Truth, joining us is Roger Stone, again, former head of the Trump campaign, also got him to run back in 2000, friend for over 40 years, here to cover the waterfront with big breaking news on what's really happening inside the White House. Thank you so much for joining us.
Alex, first of all, let me salute my friend Mike Cernovich, freedom fighter, and yet another person that Google is attempting to strangle, Facebook is attempting to strangle by limiting our reach, but he has done his country a notable service, and my hat is rhetorically off to him. You're right, Alex. There are so many developments in Washington, it's really somewhat hard to keep track. Let's start with the fact that legitimate, totally credible sources tell me that my name is among those that Susan Rice unmasked, my name is among those where she was searching for the intelligence. This is, of course, using intelligence agency material from surveillance for strictly political purposes. It is also a felony, and it just amazes
me. It's ultra illegal.
Strictly illegal, both at two levels. One, the request, and secondarily, the dissemination. There are clearly leaks in the New York Times and in fake news sites such as The Smoking Gun and Raw Story. These people are guilty of a felony because they are recipients of information, raw information.
And by the way, I noticed even PolitiFact and other groups that are normally pretty liberal, they put out articles last week going, okay, Roger Stone never said that he was talking to these people beforehand. He talked to them after publicly. He wrote articles for Breitbart. Everything Roger Stone said has come out, and Congressman Schiff is lying. I couldn't believe that.
Well, KABC, perhaps the most powerful drive-time station in L.A., invited both Congressman Schiff and I yesterday for a face-off. I don't need to tell you he was a no-show. Of course, he could have called in by phone, as I did. I'm still waiting to hear from both the House and the Senate committee, but let me just reiterate. I don't need a subpoena. I'm not asking for immunity. And I want to testify to both bodies in public, not behind closed doors. Let's move on to the White House, because, Alex, you're absolutely right. We now know, incredibly, that the president has gone to war with the Freedom Caucus. This makes little sense to me because the Freedom Caucus is made up of libertarians.
It's his backbone. It's the people that
outsider.
Brought him. It's the people
these
that brought him
his party. Natural. That's right. These are his natural allies. And while it is true you can never completely please them, the way some of us libertarians are, you could at least be giving them enough from a policy point of view that they would be your backbone, and then you only have to convince the establishment Republicans to join you. Much easier than the other way around. Here is the sad truth. The president's health care bill was drafted by former Speaker John Boehner. and a team of lobbyists. It was passed to Ryan. Ryan passed it to Priebus. Priebus passed it off to the president and did him a disservice. This is not the best bill that could have been presented. If I were the president, I would simply say, well, now that the Ryan bill has failed, I'll introduce my own bill. Now, Alex, please understand, anytime I criticize the president or his administration, it's out of loyalty to the president and my sincere desire that he succeed in his effort to throw off.
Absolutely. And it's a no-brainer that he's getting great. It's a no-brainer that he's getting bad advice to. He could disagree with the Freedom Caucus and try to get a bill that's better than Obamacare passed. I understand that. But he can't sit there and say they're the enemy and stuff and watch the Democrats celebrate. I think he figured that out by this weekend, meeting with Senator Paul. Paul hinted at this a few weeks ago when he was on, but also through some other channels, that Trump just wants it to be on Congress and wants to get it repealed, period, but that he now is looking to actually work with Paul to try to craft something. So that's the word. Meanwhile, again, Rand Paul is very optimistic about repealing Obamacare after golfing with Trump. What do you make of that?
You got there before I did. I was delighted to hear that those who were advocating the president meet with Senator Paul, bury the hatchet, and work together. And that has happened. There was, of course, resistance to that among some on the White House staff. Then you had this bombshell story yesterday of the deputy chief of staff, Katie Walsh, leaving the administration after her financial disclosure forms showed that she was paid $300,000 from the Republican National Committee on top of her salary of $300,000. That's $600,000, but the $300,000 was paid to her through a dummy company controlled by her mother. This is the kind of person that was promoted for the White House staff, came over from the Republican National Committee, has now been discharged. It's vitally important that the president surround himself with loyalists. People like Ed Martin, people like David Urban, people like Wayne Berman. These are people who played an important role in his election. They don't need government jobs. They don't seek government jobs.
They want to restore the republic.
But they would join the administration if they were asked. And I just use them as examples of people with enormous qualifications and experience, but who are deeply committed to the Trump agenda.
Absolutely. But let's just move back to some of the bigger issues here. And obviously that's a huge issue, but Trump just has to make the decision to kick out more of the establishment Republicans and realize he can't make them do his will to restore the republic. They're going to backstab him at every turn. And I think 74 days in, he finally starting to get that. But going back here, what about the intel I'm getting? And I talked to you last night. You can confirm some of this, but you can't get into some of it because obviously it's conversations with the president and others. But looking at this, Nunes had to actually even be told about some of the things that were going on by only a few patriots that were even in the White House, because Nunes didn't even know where to look. And so that just shows that Trump is just surrounded by a bunch of either ignoramuses or people that are out to sabotage him. Because, I mean, in 10 minutes, I can give Trump advice if he executed it, that the American people would be screaming for the heads of all these Democrats, okay? It's simple. And, I mean, we have them. If he simply pulls the trigger, go ahead.
Well, Alex, since we spoke last night, I've actually learned more. The reason that two junior aides in the White House took this bombshell evidence to Chairman Nunes is because they knew Chairman Nunes could not be blocked from communicating it to the president. They did so because they did not think if they passed it up chain of command to some of the establishment Republicans at the top of the White House food chain, that the information, vital information, would get to the president. This is why they gave it to Chairman Nunes. None of this makes the information less accurate, nor less true. So it gives you the idea of the kind of treachery that we see among some in the Trump White House. Here's another piece of news, Alex, and I think this is key. There is no question now that sources tell me that the president's son-in-law enjoys a very lively text exchange with Joe Scarborough, and that Scarborough's repeated attacks on Steve Bannon, not to mention some of his attacks on the president, clearly are being manipulated by Jared Kushner for his own internal purposes.
Wow.
Now, again, any criticism that I have of Trump administration or any member thereof, and Mr. Kushner is one, are meant to be constructive, not destructive. But in this case, Joe Scarborough is no friend of the president. He revels in passing fake news. He himself has more scandals than you can shake a stick at that he is sitting on.
By the way, let me stop you. Is this in the news or is this from your sources? What the hell is Jared Kushner doing talking to a guy that's been, you know, has a dead intern in his office and is an absolute scumbag?
Well, I didn't say those things you did, but this has not hit the news. This is breaking right now on InfoWars, and that is the back channel between the president's son-in-law and Joe Scarborough.
Hold on, let's talk about this more when we come back, because I don't want to run Jared down. He looks like a smart guy, good-looking guy, clearly grooming him to be president, great. But not if he's not smart enough to sit there and be, you know, play patty cake with the likes of Joe Scarborough, some of the lowest trash on earth. We'll be back. Stay with us.
They say you can't take on the man and win. That one small company doesn't stand a chance against the corporate behemoths with all their money and lawyers. But they don't know Harry's. How's Harry's done it? Simple. By owning the factory and selling directly to you. Harry's sells their incredible razor blades online. They ship directly from their site to you and do it for a lot less. And while those other guys rake in huge profits, Harry's passes the savings directly back to you. The result? A quality shave and more money in your pocket. Don't believe it? Try Harry's for yourself, for free. Just pay $3 in shipping when you sign up. Your set comes with a razor, shave gel, travel cover, and a post-shave balm. That's an almost $20 value, free. There's no catch and no commitment. You can cancel anytime. And quality is always guaranteed. So go to Harry's.com now and enter code 5000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 5000. Again, 5000.
It's called the deep state. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep state was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Is your child's school not lining up with your family values? Consider Freedom Project Academy, a fully accredited Judeo-Christian live online school for kindergarten through high school. Freedom Project Academy provides live online classes, 24/7 access to recordings, assignments, grades, and even tutoring. Take a look at Freedom Project Academy online and request your free information packet today. Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
They railed against the crowd. Another ragtag band declaring independence. Laid their bodies down on a bloody war at liberty.
little segment, one more segment with us. Roger Stone has breaking bombshell news exclusive on Jared Kushner there in the White House, the son-in-law of President Trump, who is at the center basically of everything now, and his communications with Joe Scarborough, a Democratic Party operative, conservative turncoat, basically, in my view. But here is those bombshell developments. Roger tells me it's just sensational. Please continue.
Alex, first of all, let me say that anytime I level a criticism at the Trump administration, or even rarely the president himself, I do so out of loyalty to Donald Trump and loyalty to his agenda. I want to help him beat back the globalists and make this country great again. That said, my political experience with Ronald Reagan and before that Richard Nixon tells me that a White House divided against itself cannot stand. And the internal squabbling between the establishment wing and the diminished true believers continues inside the White House. Yes, the president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, perhaps the one presidential aide who cannot be fired, is now in irregular text message communications with Joe Scarborough. Many of the anti-Steve Bannon stories that you see, the themes that you see on Morning Joe, are being dictated by Kushner. And while Mr. Kushner's plate is very full with Middle Eastern peace and the China visit and so on, in this case, I think he is disserving the president. Scarborough himself is a badly flawed carrier for this message. He is bitter with jealousy since he wanted to run for president. He nurses ideas of coming back to Florida and running for governor. I'd have to jump into the Republican primary to stop him if he really tried that, although there are certainly much, much better candidates than Joe Scarborough or Roger Stone. So there you have it, and more of the story as it develops.
This is just incredible. So Joe Scarborough, and I know your sources are impeccable. You've never given me a story that didn't turn out to be true, Roger, is the main leaker against Bannon. I know you can't get into sources, but you were telling me off air this is very extensive. You don't want to talk about it over the phone, that this is really confirmed, and that it's really, really bad. Were you speaking during the break, because we didn't have time to get to it, on what Kushner's doing or what Scarborough's doing?
Well, Kushner is clearly feeding the lines and the intel to Scarborough, and then Scarborough is visiting those on Kushner's internal rivals or those who are arguing against the globalist agenda. If you go back to some of our earlier discussions here at InfoWars, I've said repeatedly that my greatest concern was not liberal Democrats, but establishment Republicans who would undo the Trump revolution.
Stay right there. We got to go to break. We'll do 5 more minutes. But Roger Stone, let me ask you this. Do we think it's Kushner, because we thought it was Priebus from our sources, that's going around telling the press that the president was like a lost child?
I think that is people below Priebus, but people that Priebus has selected, because that is not in either Kushner's or Priebus's interest, and they're not, these are not stupid people.
And the question is, what the hell, if Kushner's not dumb, is he doing sitting there, pen-palling, with that piece of garbage, Scarborough? We'll be back in 70 seconds with Roger Stone, stonecoldtruth.com. Get his book today. I don't care where you get it, get it.
They say you can't take on the man and win. That one small company doesn't stand a chance against the corporate behemoths with all their money and lawyers. But they don't know Harry's. How's Harry's done it? Simple. By owning the factory and selling directly to you. Harry's